If the measure became law, future DNR secretaries would be appointed by Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board. That's the way they used to be picked until the mid-90s, when then-Governor Tommy Thompson put the office under his control. Wisconsin Wildlife Federation Director George Meyer was the board-appointed secretary at the time of the switch. He also became the first appointed by a governor when Thompson decided to keep Meyer around. But Meyer favors a return to the old system. He says otherwise the state's conservation and environmental policies are subject to political influence, and the secretary's office is subject to high turnover.
We're also tending to get people that do not have a background in natural resources management in the job, and that is very demoralizing to staff, and it slows down our conservation policies in the state of Wisconsin.
Already 68 lawmakers have co-sponsored a plan to give appointment power back to the Natural Resources Board. But where Governor Doyle once expressed support, he's changed his position and now wants to keep appointment power for himself. Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan, a key Doyle ally, would not commit on the bill. Sheridan was asked whether he would weigh the governor's opinion.
Absolutely. You know, I think that, we want to see, like I said, I haven't taken a strong position on it yet because I don't have all the facts in front of me, and I want to make sure that when we make a decision in our house, it's the right decision.
The Wildlife Federation's Meyer says he's hopeful this measure will make it to Doyle's desk, and that it has such overwhelming support that the governor will decide it's probably not the kind of plan he wants to veto. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.